Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Our God Reigns, and then part three of a special message by Brother Bob Lee, Mount Pisgah Bible Printing Ministry.
America's been deceived. Right has become wrong, and wrong has become right. And the world has been deceived. Thousands, millions of Americans today are being deceived by this administration, being deceived by this government. We're being deceived. The next verse he says, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Verse 11 says, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." We're being deceived about a false religion. We're still saved by grace. Amen. Not of works. Aren't you glad? False religions are everywhere. Somebody said, "I'm going to start a new religion." Somebody said, "Just put you on a sheet and walk across the street in San Francisco and you'll have a following." That's about right, amen? So we've been deceived about false religion. We've been deceived about politics. We've been deceived about money. We've been deceived about power. We've been deceived about popularity? We're in a world of deception. And Jesus said, guess what's going to happen? One of the very first things is people are going to be deceived. And that's what we're doing. We're being deceived. Here's something else too about in verse 37 says, but as in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. But as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And another thing is that this world has forgot God. Would you agree with that? The world's forgot God. I mean, they think about everything else but God. Everything. As it was in the days of Noah. What happened in the days of Noah? What happened in the days of Lot? They forgot God. They forgot the Creator. They forgot the one that spoke into existence this world and everything in it. Sun, moon, stars, made man from the dust of the ground. They forgot Him. They forgot God. They were spiritually ignorant. That's what the world is today. The world is spiritually ignorant. You know, if you want to forget God, God lets you forget Him. If you want to go on your way, God lets you go on your way. If you want to worship a false God, God lets you worship a false God. But also, if you want to know the truth, God show you the truth. That's what I like about it, amen. And God is no respecter of persons. And that's the reason He left Abra, that's the reason Jesus left Abra palaces of glory to come into this old world of sin and woe to rescue sinners like us. Amen. Amen. But if a man wants to walk the false way and do the wrong thing and do what he wants to do, God let him do that. But if he wants to know the truth, God will show him the truth too. I like that. Amen. They're spiritually ignorant. Here's something else too. They were caught off God. A guard says that, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, took them all away. They didn't know it. They didn't know that they were living in such perilous times. They were caught off guard. That's just like this world, amen. Oh, if there has ever been a day and an age when this world needs this missionary right here, it's this day and age. Amen. Amen. And because what happens? Well, you see, this blessed book right here reveals the Lord Jesus Christ. Reveals the only help a man needs to get to heaven. Amen. Tells all about Him right here. And the Bible says salvation is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift God gives. This world is caught off guard and says, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. And that's what the world is. Immorality in the days of, as it was in the days of Noah and as it is in the days of Lot. You remember the days of Lot? Immorality abounded. Immorality abounded in the days of Noah. Immorality is abounding in our day. It's unreal. The things that you see on television there that you never thought you'd see on television. The things that everything is hooked around and on and so forth. Something that you never dreamed of. Yet it's on for everybody to see. Somebody mentioned this morning about, I think it may have been John right before he sang, and whoever thought that boys would be allowed to take showers with girls. I mean, you never thought that, did you? And a memo was sent out this week saying that if states don't allow it, if schools don't allow it, they will lose their funding. God help us. So you know what I got to do? Every time my wife goes to the bathroom, I'm standing at the door. And the first dude that tries to go in the bathroom while my wife is in the bathroom, guess what? He's going to have to walk over me, sugar. Amen. Oh, I'll tell you what. I'm going to say, hop, right here, buddy. Oh, the government says I can go and use the bathroom while your wife is in there. You'll go over me, friend. Now, if you can whip me and go in, that's what you got to do. Now, I don't care if managers of stores come over and say, you got to let him in. He'll go over me. It's the only way he's going in there if my wife's in there. You say they'll lock you up, so be it. So be it. I mean, folks, listen, we don't take a stand about something, we're going to be fooled for everything. You just got to do it. Never thought that. Oh, days of immorality and a lot of other verses and Luke chapter 21, verse 34 and a lot of other things and so forth. But let me give you the priority. You know, our Lord has a priority. Do you agree with that? Yes. Our Lord has a priority. And one of the greatest, as a matter of fact, preacher quoted the verse this morning. And it is a quote out of the Sermon on the Mount. Remember the Sermon on the Mount? Beatitudes, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And the Lord was encouraging folks how to live and what to do and so forth. And living in a world of troubles and sometimes worrying about, you know, whether you can make ends meet and worrying about different things and so forth. And our Lord was teaching this in Matthew chapter 6. Just let me read this to you. Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Aren't they beautiful? And God put them there. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like unto one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things are the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. So our Lord was telling his disciples, listen, don't get caught up in worrying so much about life itself. Now watch. Because here's what he's going to say. He's going to say there's something more important. And in reality, what he is saying, not that it's more important, or it's important. It's more important. And then he's going to make the emphasis, it's the most important. You see, you can have something that's important. And then you can have something that's more important than that which is important.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.